Yes.
Hi. I'm Nancy.
Nice to meet you.
May I take that for you?
Yeah, thanks.
Shall we? Thank you for being so punctual. It's more than I can say for the musician.
The musician?
Yes, Mr. Wagner has arranged for a violinist to play during your time together.
Oh.
I hope it won't be too much of a bother.
Oh, no.
Colin hasn't arranged for another appointment for you tonight, has he?
No, it's fine.
Good. Do you like classical music?
Sure, yeah.
Can I offer you something to drink while we wait?
No, I'm fine. Really.
I have to say, you look just like the picture.
Oh.
I'm curious. Was it a strange request?
I've done it before.
Ah, that must be her. Before we begin, here's the dress he requested. If you need some place to change, the bathroom's right here.
Thank you.
You look just like her. I wondered what she'd think about my doing this. Giving away everything that we had together. Lying here with you. We always said that we'd grow old together. But we never considered who would die first. I was there by her side the whole time. I'm glad I was. I just can't go on pretending to live without her. I gave her that dress when we were young. She said it reminded her of when we first met. Seems like yesterday. Life's funny that way. You'll see. Just get it easier. Only shorter. More complicated. If only I believed I could see her again. I'm not sure that I can. I'm afraid that this is all there is. Oh, God. Elaine.
Sorry, but I really have to go.
Give me a minute.
I don't think I can hold it. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt your bath.
It's okay.
What time did you finish work?
I don't know. Wait.
They sure give you odd hours, don't they?
Sure.
Will you try to get some rest, okay?
Yeah.
Good night.
Secondary or peripheral subjects in a painting can often evoke another story within that painting. the couple walking in the foreground, in this one, for example. Entire dissertations have been written speculating on what their story is. And it's not hard to see why. Every brushstroke is suggestive. It adds to the story. Attention to detail. That's what great artists do. I've heard that the local folklore around this couple was that they were a pair of ghosts walking to the heavens together. Others insist it was a representation of Van Gogh himself and his lover. Well, most suggest the obvious and say that they were probably just a couple that happened into the picture while they were walking past one night. All right, let's stop there. And we can begin to look at expressionism next class. Ms. Bryant, you have a moment. How you doing?
I'm fine.
You don't seem fine. At least when you show up for class, you don't seem fine.
Is this about my attendance?
No. You know what it's about.
I have another class to get to.
Hold on. You didn't return my calls.
We've already had this discussion. If you'd like, I can return the calls to your boss.
This isn't about us anymore. You made yourself perfectly clear. It's over. I respect that. But before we start completely ignoring each other, could you please at least tell me what happened?
I don't think that's any of your business.
I disagree.
Well, if you really wanted to know, why weren't you there?
Because it was his idea to exclude me, all right? I did exactly what my father asked of me. Given the circumstances, I'd say it's about the least I could do for him.
Fine. He was afraid and alone. And then he died. That's it.
Did he mention me?
Not once.
He always was a son of a bitch.
Not to me.
Hannah? Hannah? Are you all right?
Why does everybody keep asking me that?
Probably because there seems to be something the matter.
No, I'm fine. I'm just tired. I don't really feel like talking. Okay?
Did you have a bad day at the restaurant?
No, everything's fine.
All right. Is there any way I can help around the house some more? I'd like to contribute if I can.
No, I don't want to risk you falling again.
And I don't want you burning yourself out, trying to manage me alongside everything else in your life. Now, how can I help?
I don't know. I guess just do whatever you think you can manage, and I just don't want you to... I just don't want you to push yourself.
The point is to try and push myself a little bit. Otherwise, I'm just doing nothing and lying around. If there's anything you need me to do, just let me know. I may not be able to manage the house by myself anymore, but there are still things I can take care of.
There isn't anything that needs taking care of, okay? Mom, just don't worry about it. Mom, I have to go to work. Is there anything you wanted me to pick up?
No. It's fine.
I'll see you tonight. Excuse me. Is Colin around?
Are you the friend he's been waiting for?
Yeah, he asked me to stop by.
And your name is?
Hannah.
Hannah. You two went to high school together, right?
Yeah. Have we met?
No, he speaks very fondly of you, that's all. One sec. Your guest has arrived. Now get off your lazy ass and come and say hello. It shouldn't be a couple of seconds now that he knows that you're here.
Thank you.
Hannah, locker room. So this guy was your college professor then?
No, his son is.
Yeah, why not? It's a little weird, isn't it? You usually don't like to mix worlds.
Yeah.
I take it from what he said on the phone to me that wasn't the full extent of your relationship.
Why, what did he say?
Well, that you're the only woman who's met his father that he's ever been in a relationship with.
No.
Take it, it didn't end well?
Say the least, but it still hasn't ended. I'm in one of his classes.
Shitty.
I want to stop thinking about it, but I'm worried that he's going to bring it up again, that he won't leave it alone.
Oh, well, I don't know if he will. From what he said on the phone with me, it sounds like he and his dad barely ever talked to each other.
They didn't. The first time he mentioned his father was when he found out what I do.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, he can be that way.
Well, is his dad at least nice? Sorry. Subject changed.
Well, let me know if anything else comes up.
Yeah, actually, we got another offer to come.
Really, when?
This one's going to be a little bit different, though.
How?
He wants to meet you first.
Why?
Yeah, I think he kind of just wants to get a better idea of what to expect and who you are.
Where did you find this guy?
Okay. Do you remember last fall? You held a guy with ALS.
Yeah, Leonard, I remember.
Leonard. Well, apparently this guy knew Leonard, and he asked for whoever held him.
I don't know, Colin.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, but if it's any consolation, my friend and physio vouched for the guy, so... Well, think about it anyway, okay?
Yeah, sure. See you later.
All right. Okay. See you. Keshel will be in a few hours, and he'll be checking in on Marie, but until then, I'll be able to look in on her, all right?
Yeah.
Because we haven't officially checked her in yet, we're going to have to go over a few things with him beforehand, okay?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
All right. Now, it's fine to go home and get some rest. Yeah, you seem pretty tired, but it's just that we really do need to talk to him before he sees her.
Okay. Thank you, Colin.
Friends are for. Call me if you need anything. I'll go check on Marie, and I'll see you in a little bit, all right? And how about here?
A little bit.
Can you stretch your legs for me?
Oh, not much. It still really hurts a lot.
Hey, Mom.
Hannah?
How are you feeling?
It's hard to move.
Is it your hip again?
Oh, I don't know. I feel it other places too.
I'm really sorry. I'm late. We really appreciate you coming down and doing this.
It's okay. We're actually just finishing. Marie, we're just going to go step outside for a minute to go over some paperwork, okay?
Oh, you don't have to baby me, doctor. I can hear whatever you have to say.
No, it's not like that. Okay, we just have to go outside and go over some paperwork. It's just for logistics.
Mom, I'll be right outside. kind of paperwork are you talking about exactly?
Hannah, I told him.
Told him what?
Excuse me. It's not just her hip this time.
What is it?
It's something else. And without further tests, that's about all I can tell you.
What kind of tests?
The kind that require paperwork.
Is there any way to avoid that?
No. Favors got you the room and my time. They will not get your mother what she needs. You need to check her in legitimately. And then we'll see what we can do for her.
I told you not to be late.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is stuff we needed to go over with him beforehand, okay? But I couldn't without you here.
What exactly did you tell him, Colin?
I told him what I had to. I am only willing to put my neck out so far for you, okay? And this is pushing it.
What did you expect me to do?
Fill this out.
I can't.
And I'm checking her out of her room.
What?
You heard me. I'm not screwing around here, Hannah, and you shouldn't be either.
How do you expect me to pay for it?
I don't know. All right? Look. I will help her however I can. I will even try and cover some of her medical costs, okay? But I cannot keep her here if it means that I am going to get caught. Are you going to keep her here?
Yes.
Here. Fill it out. Leave it by her bed. Pick it up later.
Colin, text me that client's phone number, will you?
Hannah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You have nothing to apologize for.
No. I shouldn't have fallen.
Are you Julie?
No, but that's what you're gonna have to call me.
Do you like that name?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Okay, Julie. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Not what you were expecting?
I didn't know what to expect.
No, don't worry. You're not just here because I wanted some company.
Then why am I here?
Because I'm scared. I bet you hear that a lot, right?
No.
Other people aren't afraid?
I'd rather not say.
Why not?
It's private.
Like your name?
No. These people choose to spend the last moments of their life with me. And I choose not to share it.
Kind of like a doctor-patient relationship.
Kind of.
It must be hard. Never being able to talk about it.
I manage.
So, you can't tell me about Leonard then?
That's not why I'm here, is it?
No. But he was a friend. A real one.
I'm sorry, I can't.
It's okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No. I mean, yes, but it doesn't seem like we're really talking.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. The guy I spoke to before told me you don't usually do this kind of thing.
I don't.
I can understand why.
Most times, when I hold someone, they either put their hand on my hip or around my waist. Like they're trying to see someone. It's like they're trying to remember someone. But Leonard was different. He stared at my lips. And I realized that he had never been kissed. He was scared. Terrified, really. And he died staring at my lips.
Did you kiss him?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Our little secret. Hey, Mom. How are you feeling?
Oh, hey, I wasn't sure I was going to see you today.
I've been busy. School and work, you know.
I know. Oh, did your friend find you?
Colin?
No. This was an older gentleman. Maybe he was your boss.
No, I don't think so. What did he want?
He just dropped by, said he was looking for you. Gave me some suggestions of what to watch.
That's good. Did he say what his name was?
I don't remember. Sorry. My mind's just not able to keep up with the stuff they've got me on.
But it's helping, though, right? Did the doctor say anything else?
He stopped by this morning, told me about some tests I'm going to take.
What kind of tests?
I don't know. There was a bunch of them, though.
Oh, Mom, are you okay? Do you need me to get you more medication? Or?
No, I'm fine. I'd rather feel a little pain than nothing at all.
Well, those shouldn't be your only options. I'll just go see what they can
no,
do.
No, really, I'm fine. Just sit with me a while, okay?
Sure.
Did you go to school today?
No, I was at work.
You couldn't call in sick?
No, there was no one to take my shift.
I understand. I've always admired how hard you work.
Pardon the interruption, ladies.
Oh, that's him.
It's me. You're a hard woman to get a hold of.
I tried to tell Hannah your name, but I couldn't remember.
It's Vincent, and thank you for the thought.
What are you doing here?
I need to talk to you in private, if that's all right.
Of course. I'd offer to leave the room, but...
Mom, I'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
If you don't get the hell out of here, I swear to God, I'm going to tell the dean everything.
No, I don't think you will. Now, let's be clear, I didn't come down here to socialize. I came down here to find out exactly what the hell you think you're doing.
What are you talking about?
Don't play games. Don't you fucking lie to me. How long did you know my father, huh?
What?
Were you his little whore, too? Is that the kind of thing that gets you off, doing father and son?
Are you drunk?
Answer the question. I don't know how long you planned this. I don't know how many of your little fuck-up friends are involved in it. But if you don't sign everything he gave you back over to me by the end of the week,
I will... What are you talking about? Sign over everything who gave me?
My father, you miserable little bitch. How many of these schemes do you have going on?
Your father signed over everything to me. Why would he do that?
Just shut up. You have 1 week. I will have you locked up for the rest of your pathetic little life. Do you understand me?
Yeah, I understand. Now leave.
Fine.
Is everything okay? I heard arguing.
Yeah, everything's fine.
What happened?
Nothing. Mom, I'm sorry, I've got to go.
Thank you.
Abby and Colin.
Where the hell have you been?
Tell me he found her some other way. Tell me you're not that big of a scumbag.
Hannah, I did what?
You piece of shit.
Why didn't you just report my calls?
Who knows what that prick is willing to do to get even with me, and you go and give him my sick mother.
I don't have a lot to bargain with here, Hannah. Okay? I don't know what you did to this guy. I don't know what you did to his dad, but whatever it is, he's threatening to put me in jail because of it.
I didn't do anything.
And why is he threatening me? Huh? He's not just doing this shit for kicks.
He's doing it because his father put me in his will.
What? How did that happen?
I don't know. I don't have any idea.
It's a paper trail, Hannah. What exactly did he put in his will?
I haven't seen it yet. But Vincent said everything.
Everything. The guy's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does he want?
What do you think? He wants me to sign it over to him.
That's it? Okay, so sign it over to him. Do whatever he wants. Just that solves everything. What? Is there something I'm missing here?
You know, it's my fault for convincing you to do business with somebody from my personal life. But I will never forgive you for what you did tonight.
What else was I supposed to do?
I'll finish the job with Bryce. And then... that's it.
Hannah. Hannah!
I'm sorry, I hope you haven't been waiting long.
No, I haven't.
Good. Thanks for coming in. How have you been holding up?
I'm stressed. Thanks.
Understandable. Have you spoken to your mother yet today?
No. I meant to see her earlier this morning, but I'm going to see her after we're done. So.
Ah. Well... got Marie's test results back today, and I'm afraid the news is not good. Your mother has bone cancer.
What stage?
Fourth.
How much time does she have left?
Oh, I'm not suggesting there's no hope or there's nothing we can do. If we begin treatment immediately, there's a possibility she could go into remission.
Uh,
What happens if we don't start immediately?
If left untreated?
Yes.
She would have about a month.
A month?
At most, yes. Unfortunately, as you know, your mother doesn't qualify for hospice. But there are charitable organizations who specialize in circumstances like this, as well as alternative medicines if she prefers to go that route.
What kinds of alternative medicines?
Herbal remedies, cleansing techniques, shamans, all of which are frequently explored by cancer patients to try to revive their spirits as well as their bodies.
Cheaper ways to die.
They are viable alternatives.
Have you spoken to her yet?
Yes. I spoke with her this morning.
What did she say?
She asked for you.
Mom?
Here you go, sweetie.
Thank you. I haven't cried in years.
It's like riding a bike.
It's just like I feel like I should be doing something.
I know the feeling. My mother got breast cancer a few years back, and after she told me, I painted my apartment 3 times in 1 week. It took years of therapy for me to realize it wasn't the color that made me do it.
I don't have any paint.
Probably just as well. I never did get my damaged deposit back.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Cry as hard as you want to.
It's just, I can't stop thinking about the funeral and about all the crap she has in her storage locker and her stupid cousins. I still have to call her cousins, and she isn't even dead yet. I just need it to stop. Just stop.
It never stops. All you can do is love them while you got them.
I wish it were that easy.
Oh, I never said it would be easy. It's the hardest thing in the world to hold yourself together when you have to let someone go.
Yeah.
Does your mother know?
Does she know what?
That you hold people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay, sweetie. It's okay.
Colin has a sick sense of humor. Sure,
but he asked me first. Before he approached Nancy, he asked me.
He asked you?
A couple of weeks ago, he let me in, but I, you know what you do, can't begin to imagine. After I said no, he started acting all distant and very closed off, as if I had slapped his mother or something. He wouldn't even look me in the eye. So I took him aside and set him straight. I said, "You stupid asshole. How can you treat a woman who loves you like that? Sweetie, if you ever need someone to talk to, that is something that I can do." You know where to find me.
Hannah. You got a minute? How you doing?
You already asked me that.
Yeah. How's school?
I don't know. I stopped going.
Because of your mother?
Because of a lot of things.
Bryce called me yesterday. Said he wants to put things in motion as quickly as possible. I told him that you weren't going to be there.
I need the money.
I'll give you the money. Say it's about the least I can do right now. I think I've ever this sorry before. I'm ashamed, really.
Oh, save it. I'm too tired to hate you right now.
Well, try and remember my apology when you have the energy later. How's your mom taking it?
Can we just sit, please?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Shut up. She's taking it 10 ways at once. I can tell she's trying to pretend that everything's fine for my sake, but she doesn't know how well I read people in situations like this. She's scared.
She talked at all about what she wants?
No, she's quieter now.
But have the two of you talked about treatment?
All she said is that she wants to die at home.
I didn't mean that kind of treatment.
Neither did I. But she, we haven't talked about it.
You are planning on checking her out.
Sure. What choice do I have?
Look, I'm not stupid. I know what her chances are. I think that the two of you should still have a discussion about it, even if it's going to be unanimous.
Semantics won't save her life.
No. I won't.
might still make her feel like she still is a Saiyan.
Of course she does. But what am I supposed to do? Pretend that she's going to have a happy ending? Show her what modern medical science can do? And then remind her that we can't afford it? I've seen too many people die that way. I don't want to give her false hope.
All right, sure. I'll make it easier for both of you then.
Don't lecture me.
Fine.
Some apology.
You know, I spoke to Marie yesterday, and you know what she said? She apologized for being an inconvenience.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Hannah, we need to talk.
What is it?
I spoke with Colin, and he told me how many vials he gives you for each job. There were a lot missing, and you don't have to look very far to see where it went. I know you've been going through a lot lately,
don't.
But you... Okay. Fine. But if Colin hadn't already agreed to give me extra, we wouldn't have had enough for tonight. Instead, he'd wake up with a hangover, or he might even be in a coma, and it would be your fault. Do you understand that? Is that what you wanted?
Mom?
What time is it?
It's a little after 11.
Is something wrong?
No, I just wanted to see you.
Oh. Well, how long have you been there? I would have stayed up if I knew you were coming.
I've only been here a minute. Mom? What do you want?
Well, the pain's worse, but I don't think they can give me anything more for it just yet.
No, I mean, what do you want? What do you want to do? Do you want to stay here? Because if you want to, you can.
No, I'm not complaining. It's fine.
What's fine?
It'll be nice to be home again.
But is that what you want?
I don't know what you're asking me.
Do you want to stay here? Or do you want to go home?
I want to go home.
Okay. Okay. But...
Sweetie, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's just, if we had the money for your treatments, would that be something that you want to do?
It's too much money.
But if it wasn't?
I don't know. I have to think about it.
Well, don't you think we should? I mean, we haven't even talked about what you want to do yet.
There's nothing to talk about.
Yes, there is.
I want to go home.
Okay. And when you do, we can have The doctors come
visit. No. I don't want to bring this place with me.
Okay.
Hannah. I want to go home. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I'm sorry. I woke you. It was...
It's all right.
It was stupid. I'll pick you up in the morning.
Hannah. Please don't be mad at me.
That's fine. I'm not mad at you.
I wish it wasn't so complicated. I wish you didn't have to manage so much for me. God, I'm sorry.
I'm not mad at you. It's just that I have the money for your treatments. A friend of mine passed away and left it to me, and if you want it, it's yours. I know the doctors said it would be hard, and we just both agreed, but I just feel so guilty about not trying to save you and just accepting this.
Guilty. Oh. If I wasn't so busy worrying about you, this whole thing would be a breeze.
I'm fine.
I know. It's just the thought of you going bankrupt to keep me around, to have to visit me in places like this when I can't even... It breaks my heart. And I won't do it. I won't do that to you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm fine. I'm just exhausted. Thank you very much, Colin.
Yeah, sure. It's the least I can do.
No, it's not. You've been very good to us.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to me.
Sure.
Mom, Colin has to go to work now.
Okay.
We'll just be outside, okay?
Sure.
Is there anything else I can do?
No. You've been great. Thanks.
I guess just, let me know.
No, actually, I'd rather meet you outside before we get started. No, you can get things ready beforehand. Because I need to prepare myself, all right? Colin, I usually do this. I'll be fine, okay? All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hannah?
Jen, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good, thanks. Are you still moving?
No, I decided not to.
Okay.
How's Colin?
He's good. I just got off the phone with him.
Oh. How have things been going with that?
They've been fine. He hired Nancy right after you left. And I think you two met, right?
Yeah, we met. I'm sorry that I left so suddenly.
That's okay.
No, it isn't. I just felt like, well, I guess it doesn't matter.
You know I quit too, right?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Relieved. I'm guilty.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
I started a new job, though. I'm still working with people who don't have much time left.
Wow. How long have you been doing that?
Just a little while.
And do you like it, or?
Well, it's... Honestly, sometimes I still feel like it's just too much. And then I remind myself that that's okay.
Wow. Well, good for you. Well. It was good seeing you again.
You too.
I'm going to be needing a teaching assistant next semester, and so I thought maybe you want to consider.
Got a minute?
Excuse me. You're a little late. Midterm was last week.
I dropped out.
Good.
I'm sorry I didn't get back to you sooner. You're an asshole, and I just didn't feel like dealing with you anymore.
Well, you do have to deal with me. Consider yourself lucky I haven't dealt with you already.
You know, I thought about this a lot. You should know I had never met your father before that night, and I didn't plan what happened afterward. I don't know why he left me everything. I really don't. But if he was more generous with a total stranger than he was his own son, maybe you know the reason why.
Is that what you're going to tell the police then?
You'd be implicated as an accessory, and you know it. So go ahead. Call them. No. You know, even after I realized how full of shit you were, I was still gonna do exactly what you wanted. Because you're right. I don't deserve your father's money. And I don't belong in his home.
Why are you here? I can hear all this from my lawyer.
I came here so you would understand that I'm not afraid. I came here to tell you that I couldn't honor your father's will. And I couldn't keep the money. But I also couldn't give it to you. I came here to tell you that you are not going to challenge my decision on this unless you want to join me in jail. You're not going to harass me or my friends. And you're not going to say anything to anyone. Do you understand?
I'm sorry, I stopped listening after you said you didn't keep the money and you couldn't give it to me. What does that mean exactly?
I donated it.
Excuse me?
The money made me feel like your father thought he owed me something, so I gave it away.
What are you talking about? Have you completely lost your mind?
It's already done. And there's nothing either of us can do about it. I'm really sorry this is what happened. It shouldn't have.
Get out.
You know, this all seems like such a relief.
You didn't seem that worried about it when you mentioned it before.
No, not Vincent. This.
Yeah, I can understand that. I've seen people hold out longer when they're in the worst condition. I know what you mean.
You know, there's this thing that keeps sticking out in my mind ever since she made this decision.
What thing?
Do you remember the first time I held someone?
Yeah. You were shaking so bad.
I was so afraid. I'm not sure why, but back then it was so scary.
It was.
He had to talk to me to try to calm me down. He said it was okay and that I shouldn't be afraid. And that he wanted to die. He said it wasn't the cancer that hurt the most. It was the life he wasted waiting to die. And then he thanked us. He cried on my shoulder.
Remember that. Doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
It wasn't. Colin. I'm ready now.
It's